You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody, once again. I am very excited to have you part of one of your favorite radio programs in the world. Did I say that? Yes, I did. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am. There you go. I love the applause. I just love that. Come on. Give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more. Where's the rest of you? Where the rest? There it is. There it is. Wow, the magic of radio. I'm so grateful. I am honored to be your intuitive life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And listen, I have a great program for you on tonight. So you want to tell somebody that they need to tune in, log in, listen in. Yeah, do all of that. But you know, I am so appreciative. Thank you. I try to say this all the time because I really do appreciate your support, your encouragement. Some of you inbox me and send text messages. I just can't say thank you enough. And I really want to know how the show has been a help to you. Yeah, share with me your testimony. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Instagram and all of those other platforms. And send me a message. Let me know how you have been benefited. And, of course, you can go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay? drmichaelmosley.com. I really do enjoy hearing from you and to really know that you are being benefited and you're being inspired, because that's really is the goal. It really is. Several of you have called me and gotten a reading, and you tell me, I've been listening to you. I had one lady, she told me, I've been listening to you since you've been on some years ago. I'm like, wow, you've been listening a long time. So I do appreciate you very, very much. And listen, don't forget, if you desire to get a reading, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691, okay? Text the word reading to 40691, and you too can schedule to get a reading with Dr. Mosley. And right now, at the time of this recording, it is still the month of January for this fabulous year of 2020, and you can use the code word happy. Now, if you use that code word, it'll take $20 off of your reading session, okay? So make sure you text the word reading to 40691. Use that code word reading. No. The code word is happy. That's it, Mosley. Get it together. The code word is happy, and it'll take $20 off of your session. So listen, I don't want you to go anywhere. I got some people already in queue. They are ready to get a reading, a live reading with me. And if you have not been a part of our radio audience, all you have to do is text the word LOA to that same number, 40691. Now, I send out notifications when I'm about to do a live show, and it'll give you a chance to call in, and you too can talk with me live right here on the program, okay? So all you gotta do is text the word LOA, that stands for Law of Attraction, to the number 40691, okay? And you'll be notified when I'm doing a live show, and you can call in, and you can get a live reading with me. So listen, I am so excited. Are you still happy about the new year? Are you still excited about it? Well, listen, I got great news that is coming your way, because I believe this is going to be a great year for you. It's going to be a great year, but we got to make it a great year. We really do. I'm going to tell you some good things as to how to do that. Listen, I'll be right back, and I got to get to my callers. They're waiting on their reading. Yeah. So listen, don't go anywhere. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I am so glad to be here. I really am excited about this new year. Last year, it was a wonderful year. It got a bit challenging for me at the ending. But hey, we made it through it. And I see that you did too. So hey, let's high five each other. Put your hand up there. One, two, three. Boom. There you go. We made it, right? High five. You better go on with your bad self. But you know, if we really desire to make 2020 even greater than 2019, one thing that my spirit guides is what I like to call them, shared with me, is that we must exercise or utilize mind control. Ooh. Mind control. You know, when I was coming up as a kid, they would kind of warn you, nobody better not be controlling your mind. No, you hold on to your mind. You know, you don't. And some people, they don't take to be influenced by people. They pride themselves on, I'm my own woman. I'm my own man. Don't nobody tell me what to do. I do it my way. You know, it's a bad thing if you are not controlling your mind, or many people really don't realize, they just don't realize how much influence things have over the mind. And people may have over the mind. I want you to realize, if we want to be successful and have more in 2020 than we had in 2019, we got to exercise mind control. One thing I realized, and this is what my spirit guides were telling me one morning, I was in meditation, and they said, everything is after your mind. Everything, everybody is after your mind. Every time you sit there and watch television, every commercial is after your mind. Not only the commercial, but the show is after your mind. That movie is after your mind. Whatever it is that you are doing, it is after your mind. Even some of us that have children, every time that child see you, mommy, mama, mommy, you know, daddy, they're after your mind. When they're calling you, they're calling your name, because your name really is the name of your mind, not your body. You know, the name of your mind. That's why when you go to a funeral, we say, anybody want to view the body of X, Y, and Z, the body of the person. But this is not the person. That is the body of that individual. We are speaking to the mind. When you say, Dr. Mosley, I need to talk to you, you're telling my mind, hey, stop what you're doing. I need to talk to you. Everything is after your mind. Every book you read, every song, you know, that wonderful Whitney Houston song, You Give Good Love to Me, right? You know what? It's not just Whitney singing it. She's after your mind. I know she's deceased now, but she's still after your mind, because it's to bring about a feeling of someone that did bring good love to you. Yeah, buddy. It is after your mind. Everything is after your mind. Now, we don't even need to talk about social media. Oh, my God. Everything. And I do mean everything that you look at online, it is after your mind. Every post that you see, you know, everybody's trying to post something to attract your mind. And if you're like me, you know how you go on Facebook and you start, and sometimes you just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and you still scrolling, because everything, everybody is after your mind. The flyers that are done, the newspapers, the magazines, the reason why they hire people to design those covers. They hire people to try to have a cover to attract your mind. I've often said, when you look at the news, sometime on the news, they have a beautiful lady there doing the news. Now, we love Al Roker, but there are some other news programs. They have a beautiful lady there. And normally, I've really noticed this, everybody, it's a female that does the news, and she does it in a V-neck blouse or dress. Look at it. I kid you not. They have the lady in a V-neck a lot of times. Why? Because it's to get the attention of the man. It's to get the attention of that man to say, this is what the weather is like, because they want you to stick around to see that commercial. And then normally afterwards they go, we're going to get to the sports. So everything is after your mind. I know that's ridiculous, but it is true. I want to encourage you. Please know this, with so many items trying to get to your mind, we're going to have to exercise mind control. In other words, staying focused on what you desire to achieve. Because there's so many ways to get off focus, but you can do this. If you practice mind control, you can do this. Practice focusing on your new car, your new home, where you desire to be, what you're going to achieve this month, this year. Focus. Use your mind to focus on what you desire. Before you get into the car, before you aboard the plane, you already have in your mind, I'm going here. I'm going to Hawaii. I'm going to Chicago. I'm going to the grocery store down the street. You must put in a destination, focus on your mind, and then move in that direction. Staying focused. Now, if you've been on the freeway like I have, and I'm so used to going this way to the airport till I find myself, this time I wasn't going to the airport, but I found myself still headed that way. It's because I got off focus. I got off focus. I said, oh, I'd have missed my exit. Oh, I did this. I'm not going here because I got off focus. I was supposed to stay focused on where I was going. Sometimes we get so much going on in our mind till we got to practice slowing down our mind, calming our mind. And that's what I want to ask some of my callers on today. How do you calm your mind? What is something that you think about that brings you into a state of calmness? What is it that you begin to think about that will help calm the nerves and put you back on track? Because sometimes we get all out of whack. The car is smoking. Oh, my suit is dirty. Ah, the kids don't have enough to eat. Ah, it's always something. But what do you do to bring you back into focus, to calm you, to calm your mind? I want to ask some of my callers that, listen, don't go anywhere because I got some readings I got to do. All right, hold on. Let's practice mind control on your spiritual GPS to success. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Yes. And you know, honestly, to really achieve success. Now, you hear me say this all the time, your GPS to success, which means that no matter what route you take, you can still achieve your goal. You can still get to your destination. But in order to do that effectively, we must practice mind control. We must know what to give our attention to, what not to. Even if we have deviated, we got to get back on track. You know, sometimes being a parent, you can tell when your child have that danger cry or that attention cry or even that sleepy cry. You know, because they're different ones. I realize that now. You know, they're different ones. Sometimes when they're crying, like, oh, they just sleepy. Or, okay, hold on, baby. We're on our way home and you can take a nap. They just sleepy. You know, that's not a danger cry. You know, and sometimes I hear noise in the house. And after I hear the noise, like something that fell or something that dropped, I wait for a second because I'm waiting to hear if there's a cry after this. You know, you hear boom, boom. And you wait to hear, is there a cry? Wait a minute, let me wait. Then I'm going to ask, if I don't hear a cry, then I'm going to ask, is everything all right? And everybody going to say, yes, we fine. You don't have to come down. They know if I come down, they may be in trouble. But listen, practice mind control. Listen, I want to go to a new caller. I think this is Lynn from Connecticut. I think this is, Lynn, this is your first time calling me. How you doing, Lynn?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you so very much for calling me. So now listen, Lynn, what do you think about that brings you back to a state of being calm when you know, you have one of those hectic days or one of those hectic hours or seconds? What is something that you can think about that bring you back to a state of calmness?
Well, first I try to recognize that I'm having either racing thoughts or thoughts that are untrue, or I'm thinking too far ahead, you know, and I recognize that. And then I think about my family. I have four sons. I think about my boys, and I think about my vacations that I've taken and stuff like that. So I try to bring myself back into reality and understand that sometimes my mind could just take over and take me places that haven't even happened yet. And I'm stressing about stuff that hasn't even happened. So I try to come back to the present moment.
Wow. So I love that. Really, when you made that statement, sometimes I'm thinking too far ahead. I think that's a key with many people, including myself. Sometimes we wonder, mm-hmm. Well, if I do this, then this may happen and that may happen and that, oh my God, what am I going to do if this happens? You know, and so you end up stressing and, hey, what you stressing for? Just relax. None of this has happened. But you know, also, Lynn, it's a catch-22 with that, because some people will tell you, well, you should have been prepared for this. Well, you should have thought about this. But I can't think about everything. But one thing I do now, I am a spiritual teacher. I'm very much a Christian. One thing that I do, I just say, okay, I just got to trust in that higher power. I just got to trust in God. I'm going to do the best that I can. But some things really do happen that we did not prepare for. But in those times, it's comforting to know that you're never alone, that there is a spirit guide that is there with you. Do you agree with that statement, Lynn?
Absolutely.
So it should bring about a state of comfort to know, hey, I'm not alone, and whatever I'm going through, it's going to get better. Everything is going to be fine. So, Lynn, you from Connecticut. Now, you know what? I'm going to tell y'all this. I didn't know how, I forgot how to spell Connecticut. And I said, Lynn, how you spell Connecticut? She said, I don't know. You caught me off guard. I said, I'm so glad I don't feel so bad right now. So, Lynn, what is something I could do for you besides trying to learn how to spell Connecticut? What could I do for you, my dear?
I'm pretty much just going to leave it up to whatever you feel you need to do for me. This is the first time I've been able to call in, because every time I get the alert, I'm at work. But for some reason today, I didn't have any clients, so I'm home, and I was able to get through.
Wow. So this is a designated, this is what we call a divine destination for us to meet together by way of phone. So number one, I thank you very much for you calling in. Now, one thing I do want you to realize, one thing Spirit is telling me to tell you right now, is that you got to realize, I love what you said, sometimes we got to pull ourselves back. I'm going back into the year of 2018, and mm-hmm. it's something that now, when I, well, let me just give it to you. Some verdict or some issue that happened, I need you to realize that this was not your fault at all. So, but I'm getting a reference to a blame, like, dang it, I should have known better. I should have mm-hmm. done this better. Or I don't know how that caught me off guard. I wasn't prepared for that, and I should have. It's like you keep spanking yourself, but it is definitely from the year of 2018. Now, does that make any sense to you, yes or no?
I've had a lot happen in 2018, and I always blame myself, so...
Oh,
yeah.
Shame on you. Don't be blaming yourself. You're a good person. You really are. And so what Spirit really is saying is, I need you to really eliminate the blame and engage mm-hmm. in the trust. That's mm-hmm. what I hear. Eliminate the blame and engage in the trust. Start trusting yourself and trust your guides that are with you. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know who you are. This is your first time speaking to me on this program. But I have to tell you, now, we all know we have spirit guides and angels that are with us. But I really, the way he's giving it to me is to say, you are spiritually connected. You know more about the spirit than a lot of people do. So please rest or rely on what you know. Now, are you looking for a new home? Because that's what he just spoke to me. Are you looking for a new home? Yes or no?
Eventually, not currently, no. Not currently, but I'd love to look for a new home.
Okay. Let me throw this out at you. I'm quite sure we all probably want a new home at some point, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I need you to put that on your radar for this year of 2020. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to put that on your radar just to kind of glance around, because there will be an opportunity that will be presented to you and there will be a need for one. So let's, and home is also symbolizing a new stability, a new stability. And the way he's giving it to me is, sometimes I've seen this on television. I don't have a green thumb, but I've seen this where people will have a potted plant and the plant is really just growing and it's just pretty and beautiful. But there becomes a time when you have to take it out of the pot that it's in and put it in a bigger pot that the roots can grow even more and the plant can grow more. Does that make sense?
It does.
So this is what I'm seeing. This is why you're going to begin to let go of some things this year and you're going to move forward. Or what I like to say for this year is move further. So please know this is it. And I got to tell you this. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge to let go of some things because you've grown accustomed to them. You're not a hoarder. It's just that some things I know I got that. But it's like, okay, it's like a training wheels on a bike. You don't need that anymore. You got this, Lynn. Come on. But I
hoard people. I don't hoard objects.
I understand that. But the point of the matter is, it's still letting go. You don't need that anymore. You got to let it go. And that's the feeling that I have to tell you. It's like you have come so far. Now, you don't need it. But it's good to have just in case. But please know, you don't need it. You are ready to thrive this year, 2020. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Lynn, I thank you so very much for calling and hanging there. And listen, Lynn, if you get an opportunity, you call me and schedule a reading with me. And let's go a little bit deeper because I really would like to talk to you more about your spiritual, your spiritual abilities. That's the word that he's given to me. Your spiritual abilities. Okay. I thank you from Lynn from Connecticut. Now, next time you call me, I'm going to have to make sure I know how to spell it. Okay.
I promise I will too. Thank you.
Blessings to you. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your intuitive life coach. Don't you go anywhere. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. So now listen, don't forget, text the word reading to 40691 and you too can get a reading with me, private, one-on-one, all right? And let's see what spirit have to share with you. I believe I'm going back. I'm going back to potato country. Yeah, they got the best potatoes out there in Idaho. Crystal, how you doing, Crystal? You doing all right?
You know what? I'm doing good. No matter what, I'm doing good.
You doing good. So, Crystal, tell me something. Now, we're talking about mind control. And we're talking about, I'm asking the question, what do you think about that brings you back into a state of calmness? What would that be for you?
Okay, so there's a couple things I do. Like the first one, when stuff is just like too overwhelming and the world is just crashing upon you. One is I'm a mom, so I immediately if this was happening to my kid, how would I love them? And I go within myself and love myself how I'd love my child, because I will automatically love my child more than I will love myself. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
And then the second thing I do is, I'm not going to lie, Dr. Mosby, I listen to you.
Oh, you so kind. Don't make me cry. Don't be doing that.
No, I'm not trying to make you cry, but you inspire me. And the world is crashing. I can put on one of your podcasts. And you know what? I'm like, your voice uplifts me, just how you guide people. And I need it every time. And I may have listened to your podcast a million times. And I can tell you, I learn something every time you talk to somebody.
Oh, no. My goodness, you're so kind. And I really do thank you. I really do thank you, Crystal. You know, you said something that really alarmed me, and it brought a little bit of a comfort as well, how you love your children. And you, I love the way you said, you look at, if this was happening to my child, how would I respond? I thought that was genius. But what it also tells me is that there's a part of you that is that we need to love, what some people call your inner child. Now, again, I just said something to the other caller I want to share with you. Sometimes we feel as if I should have known better to do this. I should not have done that. And sometimes we will blame ourselves. Now, I know you're a grown woman with beautiful children, but sometimes there's an indication or an inkling or inclination, rather, that I really haven't allowed my full self to express myself. In other words, let me say it this way to you. There's an inner child within you that still needs to express themselves. And for some reason, you don't feel that you have the freedom or the time to do this.
I feel like probably I got a little bit of a rebellious like teenager in me. I'm not gonna lie, I'm like almost 40, you know, I'm like 2 years from 40, but like, I'm not gonna lie, there's definitely a rebellious teenager.
yeah and really what I need you to realize this now. First, let me make sure you understand. I feel like you would judge too harshly, either by somebody or yourself as you were coming up. And that has remained within you. So therefore, that's where the rebellion comes in a little bit. It's not saying I want to rebel or I want to be difficult or I want to be hard. What it really is saying is I want to express myself. That's I want to scream or I want to holler. I want to laugh. I want to run. It's something that you really desire to do. But at one point in your life, you were not made comfortable to do that. So now this year, 2020, I'm going to encourage you to really practice ways of calming the mind, but yet expressing the spirit, expressing who Crystal really is. What is it that Crystal like to do? What does she like to say? What does she like to wear? You're not rebellious. I don't agree with that. You may do things differently. You know, you may do things differently, but that's because you express things differently. You know, some people do have to wear the leather outfit. You know, now you're not going to catch me in no leather pants because that's too hot for me. But, you know, some people like that, and that's just who they are. Excuse me. It brings about variety. And you, I'm going to say it this way, like some people, I've heard this on TV. You are a spice of life. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Dr. Rosie. I needed to hear that. I just needed to hear that.
I want you to hold on to that. You are a spice of life. You bring a different flavor to life and into the lives of the people that you meet. So I want you to practice meditating or calming the mind, but be sure you express the spirit. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Crystal, I want you to hang in there. We're going to make this a greater year than 2019, okay?
We most definitely are.
Listen, everybody, don't go anywhere. I got more callers in queue. You don't want to miss it. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Mosley. I'll be right back, everybody. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Listen, you know what? What a wonderful thing to do this year. If you haven't already, and even if you did, go get it again. Go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com, and purchase a copy of my book, Talk Yourself Into It. Yeah, this is the year. You really want to talk yourself into it, into your goals, into your dreams. Talk yourself into it. And as a, you know, as I was talking to Crystal, sometimes we got to talk ourselves into being who we are. This is who I am. This is the daredevil in me, you know, or the daring angel in me. You know, talk yourself into being who you are and be comfortable with who you are. I believe some of us are not comfortable. That's why the mind cannot control or be under control, because you're not comfortable. And if you're not comfortable, ladies and gentlemen, you can't really achieve the success that you desire. Just hold on to that. Only time you can really achieve is when you are comfortable. When you are, and even if it's someone said, well, no, Dr. Mosley, I'm not comfortable in this house, and I'm manifesting another one. I understand that. But even in the uncomfortableness, I got to find myself a mental place of being comfortable so that I could relax and achieve or manifest what I want. If you're all hysterical and you're trying to manifest things, it's not going to work. Go sit at the park. Go do something. Eat a chili dog or something. Go look at a flower. Something that will cause you to relax. Something that will cause you to calm the mind. Now, let me go. I believe I'm going to Grapevine, Texas with Brenda. Good morning or good afternoon, Brenda. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Brenda. How is Texas right now?
It's actually kind of chilly.
Ooh, well, that's a good thing.
Seems
in Texas.
Like spring in January.
Well, that's a good thing in Texas, because you trust me, the summer is on the way. So you enjoy the coolness while you can, okay?
Yeah.
So Brenda, tell me, what is it? What is something that you think about that brings you into a state of calmness?
I actually go to praying and listen to music. Those are usually my go-to.
Okay, now you go into prayer, and that's a wonderful, wonderful method. Yeah. And you go in, you listen to music. Any certain genre of music?
I mean, if I'm really out of sorts, then I'll listen to some calming type of music, something that'll have like violins or piano, you know, that has the water sounds going behind it. That's one of them. And the other one's usually classic rock.
Classic rock. I love it. I love it. And you know, one thing that I want the listeners to know is, again, be you, be who you are. Enjoy who you are. And this is something, because again, you like classic rock, or you may like the sounds of the water, the rippling waves, the beautiful piano, right, and the violins. And somebody may say, you know what? What calms me, believe it or not, is heavy metal. Just put that heavy metal on, right, and I'm like, oh, yeah, man. But you know, everybody, what they say, somebody said this years ago, one of the old people I knew, different strokes for different folks. But you got to find out what works for you. You know, what really works for you. So now, Brenda, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, you have given me advice, I think it was maybe a month or two ago, about my job. And it's gone well with the advice that you gave me. And this is a fairly new job, but what I keep having happen, because I'm on the website LinkedIn. I'm not sure if you're familiar with LinkedIn, which is a professional work kind of a website like Facebook, but it's for professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm on there. I just don't check it, but I am on there. I just don't check it.
Okay. So I keep having recruiters, you know, coming to me asking me to apply for a job that they have open. Mm-hmm. And it's for a property management job that I kind of want to get into, because I'm a property administrator. But it's really funny that, well, yes and no, because I do believe in the laws of attraction, that that's why I'm getting those calls, and I get them quite frequently. So I'm wondering if I'm making the right move by just jumping in and going for it, even though I'm not real experienced in that field.
Okay. Very good statement. Now, what was coming to me while you were talking is, first and foremost, you made a statement. You said, I kind of want to get into this. Now, whenever anybody say use that phrase, I kind of want this, that sound like to me that you want to do it. You just have apprehension or fear about doing it. Anybody say, I kind of like you. You don't kind of like me. Mm-hmm. You know you like me. Just go on and be for real. Send me a Valentine card and say you like me. Don't be talking about, I kind of like you.
What?
No, be honest. I really do like you. I'm just a little nervous. You know, I'm afraid. I don't know where this is going to lead. We talked about that with the first caller. We don't know where this is going. You know, we may think too far ahead. You know, what if it don't work out? What if they fire me? And what if, I know I got a good thing right here. It may not be what I totally want, but at least this is safe. But I kind of want, whenever anybody say kind of, that means I really do want to do this. I just have a little fear inside. So with that in mind, now let me stop right there. You just said yes, and I heard you earlier say yes. How does it feel when you made that statement, yes?
It feels good. I just need to go for it.
Exactly. You see, what I want you to realize is what just happened is when you said yes, you acknowledged it. You opened the door to let all of these feelings come in. In other words, you're saying, yes, that's true. Let me be honest. I really do want this. It's just, let me be true. She is cute. I really do want to talk to her. You know, I'm just nervous. But let me first be honest with myself. I really do want that chocolate cake. If you could just be real with yourself, it helps a whole lot. And it boosts your motivation to go for it. So, with that being stated... I do feel what you need to do is what you just did, saying yes. And when you said yes, it releases the fear. Okay. It released all the fear. So that's why because I heard you, even while I kept talking, I heard you. You said yes, yes. About three times you said yes. So you were acknowledging that that's the truth. And that's why I want to ask you, how did you feel? Because you accepted this as, yeah, I really do. I really do want to try it. That's because if you didn't, those inquiries on LinkedIn wouldn't have gotten your attention. So let's go for it. At least try. It ain't going to hurt to try.
Right. Well, it's just... it's surprising because I've never applied for that position before. So I've had about three or four recruiters send me messages if I would be interested in it. So I'm just, you know, like, wow.
You know what? People like you, I just want to say, get a frying pan and pop you across the head and say, duh, three or four? I can understand maybe one, but you got three or four of them trying to talk to you and say, hey, you want to apply for this job?
Ooh. Yeah.
No, I really would encourage you.
Yeah.
Let's try. You know, spirit has a way of making things happen for us. So I really want to encourage you. Let's see where this goes. Give it a chance and just try. And it breaks you out of that comfort zone. And you did have some problems on the other job. But could it be that those problems helped to qualify you more for this job? So let's see what the universe have in store for you this year, okay?
Yes, sir.
So go for it. Okay. You tried, Brenda, and you let me know how things come out for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Listen, everybody, you take care, Brenda, and now enjoy the weather out there in Texas. I was just there last week. So you enjoy the weather out there in Texas, and because get ready, because I believe it's going to be a hot summer, maybe even a hot spring. But you're going to get this new job, so, you know, you'll be comfortable. All right. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Listen, everybody, like Brenda, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I still got some calls in queue, and I got to get to Crystal. Yeah, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach. You know what? I was reading something today, and I felt led in my heart. It's like my angels told me to start saying spiritual life coach. I said, okay, so I got to remember to do that now. I'm your spiritual life coach. But I'm so grateful that you tuned in, and thank you very much for your prayers and your support, and that we all made it over to 2020 and yet having a productive year. I want to encourage you to achieve your goals. And in order to do that, we got to have mind control. What I encourage you to start practicing is meditation. Taking a moment to meditate. All right. Take a moment to meditate. When you meditate, it slows the mind down and it focuses on what you desire. Yeah. Slows the mind down to focus on your desire. And whatever you focus on, you manifest. Somebody said it this way: what you think about, you bring about. All right. So if you're thinking about getting married, go on and think about it. Go on and see your dress and see yourself enjoying it. One thing I've learned in visualization is visualize yourself in action with what you request. Visualize yourself walking down the aisle. Visualize at your wedding. Visualize yourself going on a cruise with your significant other. Visualize yourself holding their hand. Right? Visualize yourself doing that. And I mean, really get into the vision of it. Feel it. Feel yourself on the cruise with the water. You know, take time to really feel it. And the more you think about it, the more it will begin to manifest in your life. Let me see. I believe I'm going to my friend, Miss Kristen. How you doing, Kristen? Oh, wait a minute, Kristen. You can't talk to me.
I got it. Yeah.
There we go. I forgot to unmute you. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Mosley, get it together. I was thinking about that cruise thing, and that got my mind off. So how you doing, Kristen?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, Kristen. Now, we've had several sessions. You have been a client of mine, and I hope you don't mind me saying that. But you have a successful business. You recently got married, I think a year or two ago. How long ago has it been?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. And you also have a baby right now, Annabelle, which we just love. And so you have a lot going on, a career woman, a mommy, and a wife. And a lot of this took place within the last 2 years.
Yes.
So things can get a little hectic, I'm sure. What do you think about that brings you back to a state of calmness?
I do meditation, and that helps me, and some breathing work as well when if I start to get stressed.
Okay, so you do the meditation and the breathing work. I love that. And that's really what I just said, because meditation has a way of slowing the mind down. Because anytime somebody gets stressed or overwhelmed, they have too much going on in their mind at one time. And one thing that I learned is that there are about 80,000 thoughts that come into the mind each day. 80,000 thoughts. And in 1 hour, that could be nearly 3,500 thoughts that can come into your mind in 1 hour. So sometimes that can be overwhelming. And what that means is we got to go into a status where we can calm ourselves and slow the mind down to think on what we want to think. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
So now you engage into meditation and you do some breathing. I thought you did yoga. Do you do yoga?
I do.
Oh, now does yoga help you also with meditation?
It does, yeah.
One day I may try it. Honestly, I see y'all on TV like doing all them strange positions. Like, ain't no way in the world my body go do that.
It's amazing what the body can do once it's used to it.
but what that does teach me something, though? It does, because it brings back into the state of mind control. If your mind say you can, then you really can. But I'd be looking like some of y'all like, child, that'd be a miracle if I was able to put my foot like that and put my leg under that one and stand on one leg for a half of a second. But you go ahead on. You got this going. You got it. Krista, what can I look into for you on today?
Well, I didn't have anything in particular this time. I was going to see if there's anything that the guides are trying to tell me.
Big. B-I-G. Big. Think bigger. Think bigger. And again, I'm getting this. I think I said this earlier. It's like when you tell your mind, I'm going to the store, I'm going to the mall or wherever it is. You may get on the freeway. You may do other things, but your focus is on getting to that store. I'm not really concerned about the stoplight. I'm not really concerned about the pothole. I may hit that pothole and I may say it a bad word, but my mind still go back that I'm going to the store. I have that big picture of getting to this store. So as I go to the store, all the other things are minor to me. They are minute to me. I'm focused on that store. I'm focused on where I'm going. So you are focused on big, big, great success, not minor success. You are focused on the big. So as we're focusing on the big, we're letting those little bitty things go. Somebody wrote a book that says, don't sweat the small stuff. So this is what I want you to focus on, especially with your career. With your career, we're going big. We are doing large homes. We're doing subdivisions. We are doing offices. We are focused on the big, and you imagining that. You are visualizing yourself doing a contract for, X, Y, and Z amount of homes for this year, and you are getting a big sum of money from doing these projects. Big is what I want you to focus on, okay?
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Well, I wish you the best of success. You all, she has such a pretty little girl named Annabelle. And make sure you give Annabelle a big cookie from me, okay?
I will, thank you.
Tell Grant I said hello here.
I will.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Mosley. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. In tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I guess so, since the show is named Your Spiritual GPS, I guess that does fit. That does fit. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am so happy to be with you. And I pray that you have gained something today to understand, hey, you got to utilize mind control. You can't give everything your attention because everything is not being beneficial to you. No. I got to stay focused on my goal. As we just told Kristen, you got to stay focused on the big because you can make it. Don't sweat the small stuff. That's my new, you know. Sometimes as I'm older, you know, my older kids will look at the younger kids and I say, Daddy, now you wouldn't let us get away with that. I said, baby, I'm older right now. That don't matter. And they get mad at me. When we were that age, when we were Sir Michael age, you made us do this. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I'm older right now. So, hey, it's all good. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to talk to a lovely young lady that I've had the privilege of speaking to before. Her name is Abena. How you doing, Abena?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Oh, Abena, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So tell me, Abena, what do you do to just bring your mind back to a state of calmness?
Well, recently I went on a cruise, and it had been a long time since I had done one. And I kind of had forgotten how beautiful the water is when you're out there. So even now coming, you know, it's been weeks since I've been off the cruise, but when I just remember the water and how peaceful it is and just how nice it was to go out at night or in the daytime and just be on that open water, that's a really peaceful thought for me.
You know what? It really is. I have to say that. I went on a cruise last year, and it is just absolutely peaceful. I had a room with a balcony, and so it really, just to get out there at any time of night and just to sit there and just gaze. And I loved it in the morning when I would see the sun rise over that water. Oh, it was just heaven. Now, wait a minute. You live in Florida. I thought you lived by the beach.
I live close to it, but I have to drive to get there. And so, you know, but it's a different thing when you're out there. Like you said, you get to watch the, you know, sun go down from your balcony. It's amazing. It's so different.
Yeah, so. It is. I guess, you know, what you think about anybody that live in Florida, we just think y'all just one step away from the beach.
You know, I know.
I live in Florida. Oh, I know you go to the beach. You know, it's just, I guess it's just a normal thought process. But Abena, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, I'm always interested in, you know, what God would tell, you know, basically have for me, or, you know, tell me, you know, for next steps. But I'm also really interested in, you know, ways that I might hear God's voice more, because I know a long time ago, I mean, I heard God's voice very clearly to me, and it was actually pretty prophetic. It was about that I would be in an accident that day, but, you know, that everything would be all right. And, you know, just like what came to me, boom, that it happened that very day, you know, and I was all right. it was fine. But I haven't heard his voice so strongly since that time, you know? So.
Okay. Yeah. Very good question. Very good question. What we must realize, really what I just said really is your answer. What we must realize, number one, is I always teach this. God is always talking. There's always messages from spirit. Sometimes we don't recognize it. So, you know, sometimes he'll talk to you in a voice that you hear. And I even teach people, sometimes he'll talk with a familiar voice. Like somebody, I've heard people call me and said, let me tell you this, Abena. One lady called me. One lady called me and she said, I had a dream about you last night. And you were talking to me in my dream. And I'm like, oh, Lord, what did I tell you, honey? Because I know I wasn't with you last night. I'm like, wait a minute, what's up? You know, what did I tell you? But she told me something that whatever it was that I told her, it helped her. And it really gave her the information that she needed. And what a relief that I felt. But what had happened was God knew that she trusted my voice. She trusted my energy. And so God used my voice, my energy, to convey this message to her. So there's so many ways that God can speak, even through a cartoon. I've heard him talk to me through a cartoon, through a paper ad, through something. I saw, like I said, I felt led now to start saying I'm a spiritual life coach. Well, it was so happened I was looking at something and I saw that term and it hit me. I'm like, oh, you want me? It's like I don't know how to tell you, like a bolt of light, people say. They're like, boom, it hit you. So I felt like that was God's way of saying, this is what you need to do next. I wanted you to look at this magazine because I needed you to use this term now. I got it. So how does that help you? I want you to start practicing calming yourself in meditation and just seeing what you feel. He may not say anything in that moment, but just practice calming yourself. And as you go throughout the day, his voice or his direction or his communication is what I like to say, will become more and more apparent. Okay? So just relax. Relax. There have been times when I've seen a billboard and I read it and then something was just, it's like a little light that go off in me. It's like, boom, like, oh, that's what you trying to tell me. All right. So it's doing things of that nature. You know, even when you got the message that Michael Moses is doing a show, I feel like I need to call. Let me call. That inkling was just not your desire, but that was God's communication. To say, now, when you call, you ask this question. All right. So different things. And don't, you know, sometimes we don't realize it, that all that is going on. It's like driving a car. You don't even realize that you done reverse, cut the radio on and the air conditioner all at the same time while you're looking back driving and in your rearview mirror. We don't realize all that we have done. But that's because you're more accustomed to it. So just relax and watch things begin to, or watch spirit begin to communicate with you more and more. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. No, it does. Because sometimes, like you said, sometimes you have that feeling to do something, but you don't know exactly why you had that feeling to do it. But
yes,
you know, sometimes I wonder about that. But you know, maybe I guess my thing is, I guess he may not come through the same way that he did before, where it was so clear and heard the voice clearly. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
Or he could. I don't know. I guess it could manifest different ways. Right?
It can. And I always tell, I always teach this, and I'm going to teach that class again. When spirit talks, it speaks spirit to spirit. So it really is more so in the feeling. Now, sometimes you will hear a voice, and sometimes I hear a voice, but more so I'll get that feeling, that feeling. I feel like I should do this, or I feel like I should do that. Mm-hmm. Don't second guess it. Don't overlook it. Don't demean it, but follow it, okay?
Okay.
Well, listen, everybody.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Abena. Oh, and give my love to your family and your father, okay?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Listen, everybody, oh my goodness, I'm not out of love. I'm not out of words, but I am out of time. I got to go. But I do want you to exercise mind control, practice meditation, practice feeling what spirit has to share with you. Don't forget, go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com, or text the word reading to 40691. Come on, let's talk. Let's see what else spirit wants to share with you to make this year greater, better, even more dynamic than what you have experienced before. I love you dearly. Now stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. God bless you.